Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Shona Putnam down Griswold Way. Good morning to you, Shona.
Good morning, LaVon. Happy holidays.
Well, thank you. And we all can come celebrate this Saturday in Griswold. Lots of things going on. But let's talk about the Cass County Museum first.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening there?
Well, we will have our annual Christmas open house, and it will be on Saturday the 10th, this coming Saturday, and it will be from 1 until 4 p.m.
All right. And does that mean, since it's open house, there's no fee? No, I mean,
absolutely not. Nothing.
Great.
Just come and get in the Christmas spirit. If you don't already have the spirit, come and join us, and we will be serving eggnog and refreshments, all homemade.
Ooh.
And we have a lot of fun, and as usual, we have gone a bit overboard with the lights, so it's beautifully decorated and ready to welcome everyone.
And I was going to ask, and you sort of said this, you know, for the Christmas season, you do a few things that are a little different than the ordinary times at the museum. And so if you've been there, you know, 5 or 6 or 10 times, you could still go again.
Oh, yes. It seems to be different. We don't plan it necessarily. It just ends up, it looks different every year.
Oh, yeah. And that's fun. Mm-hmm. Just fun. And, of course, if you haven't been to the museum, my goodness, now is the time to go. It's pretty amazing the kinds of things that you have in the museum. You know, one of the places that I like is mm-hmm. is the old vault.
The old vault, yes, yes. That doesn't really change too much.
No.
That holds our criminal and civil records from the 1800s. And when I say our records, I'm talking about Cass County. We have that on one side, and on the other side, we have chattel books, mortgage books.
Ah.
Beautiful old books that came from the courthouse in Atlantic, and they have all the transactions dating back to the 1800s.
So do you ever have people come and do research?
Oh, yes, absolutely. In fact, we just opened. It's still a work in progress, but we just opened. They can stay in the bank vault if they like, but most people like to be out in the open for
yes.
some odd reason, so we have opened a research room.
Oh, okay.
In the back of Annex Number 2.
So see, there you go. There's another new thing that a lot of people have not known was there, and mm-hmm. I didn't know it had opened. Wonderful, because it seems like to me, Shona, that the whole genealogy and study of families has just become so much more important to people.
Absolutely. It just been, I would say, probably the last 10 years, but each year it just gets more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to have this research area. One day we'd like to have everything digitalized, but between Phil Shins, a resident of Atlantic, and Deb Herbert, we have so much research that we had to have a place for it, and people can come and check on whatever they are interested
mm-hmm.
in. As long as they're Cass County, then we have the research for them.
Okay. And so it's good as people come from other states and they want to check in on their families. Well, that's mm-hmm. one place they could come and do that. And now let's see. As I recall, Shona, don't you have a big Santa?
Actually, we do. We have had Santa for many, many years. He's probably 7.5 foot tall. But he has a little competition this year.
Oh.
We have Flake. And Flake is the famous snowman from Brink's Flower Shop.
And he's big, too.
He's big, too.
All right. Well, you know, the snowman, we can keep on using him probably through, I don't know, March or something.
Oh,
you know.
Absolutely.
Yes. Oh, what fun. Yes. And so, again, I say if you've been to the museum, you really need to keep on going because you guys kind of just keep on doing new things there. So it's important to come to the museum. But this time, you get to have something to eat and something to drink and just, as you say, get in the mood.
Yeah.
So. And I wanted to mention you were going to check on there's other things going on this weekend. This is kind of a Griswold open house also.
Yes. It's I don't know how many years they've been doing this, but I think as long as I've been in Griswold, they have. It's called Super Saturday, as in S-O-U-P, and they serve soup and sandwiches. They just have a free will donation, and they will be having drawings for hams, turkeys, and chamber bucks. And then they have Santa coming at 1 o'clock, and you can have a free photograph taken with whether you're an adult, I suppose, or a child, sitting on Santa's knee.
Okay.
And then there will be fire truck rides starting at 12:30, weather permitting.
Okay. So where will Santa be?
Santa will be at the community building.
At the community building. Mm-hmm. Okay. So lots of things going on there.
Right.
And I'm guessing that the stores, the shops in Griswold are also ready for people to come and get some Christmas decorations, some Christmas gifts. I'm sure they're ready.
I believe they are.
Yes.
That's one of their busy days.
Yeah. And, you know, again, if sometimes we get in a rut, Shona, of going to the same place all the time. And if you haven't been to Griswold to check things out, now is the time to go on this Saturday, especially because there are all these extra special things going on. Shona, I want to go back to the museum a bit. Now, because you started with the bank building and now you have the building next door.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes. And the one next door to that also.
Okay. And and now you're opening up some spaces. Those aren't, the annex is not a new building.
No,
it's just a
No. We just needed everything that we've either inherited or been given has been, it's entailed a lot of work.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And so this back room that is now the research room had to have a lot of work done to it. So now it's ready to go, and we just have to get our exhibits just tweaked.
Yes.
They're in there. We just need to do some tweaking.
I think you do tweaking all the time because you continue. But well, for one thing, you continue to have people say, this is something that you might be interested in. It is something related to Cass County, and here's something that you might want to have in the museum.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, if people have things like that, do they give them to you? Do they loan them to you? What's your policy?
No, we will only take donations. And there are some papers to be signed, and you get a copy, we keep a copy, and we, if it's something that we have a lot of, then we can refuse.
Yes.
We don't like to do that, but if it's the same thing, you only have room for so many.
Yeah, space does run out, just like in our home. Space mm-hmm. does run out, and so you have to be selective about what you have in the museum.
Yes. But if it has good Cass County history, no, we do not. We keep it.
Okay. And again, just because it's old, something that's old doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to go in the museum.
True. It has to be in good condition.
And hopefully.
Or we do have a list of people that are good at repairing. And so if it can be repaired and it has a lot of history. I'm not saying refinished.
Right.
Just repaired. And if it's museum quality.
Okay. You know, I think people who come to museums have no clue as to all the work and effort there is involved with that. And I guess that's okay. Come and enjoy. But there is so much behind the scenes work to be done to acquire and to preserve the kinds of things you have in a museum.
True.
So you have a good committee there to kind of mm-hmm. keep you going.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, remind us about the open house.
The open house is from 1 until 4, and that is on Saturday.
This, the 10th, this coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
And go for soup and go for Santa.
Soup and sandwich, and the soup and sandwich, or Super Saturday, at the community building, it's from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m.
Okay, then get to the museum.
Yes.
Yes.
Then you can come up to the museum.
We want to thank
more goodies.
Have your dessert.
Yes.
We want to thank you very much, Shona Putnam, for visiting with us this morning and inviting us all to Griswold and to the Cass County Museum. Until next time, here's a thought from Bing Crosby. Unless we make Christmas an occasion to share our blessings, all the snow in Alaska won't make it white.